Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady. This is Power Episode number 18.
Join Pat Council on Designing Your Life Today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. And this is Magnificent Monday. Listen, we are going to talk about get up, get out, and win. You're going to learn how to turn around any kind of misfortune. And if your goals aren't working out for you, you're going to learn what to put into place so that you can make some great things happen. But before we jump into today's show, I want to let you guys know what the power focus word of the week is. The power focus word of the week is proactive. And to find out how the power focus word connects to you personally, go to our Facebook page and you can get more information and see how it connects directly to you, and that way you can use it to boost your energy, give yourself that energy boost, and move yourself forward. All right, let's talk about get up, get out, and win. Okay, you know what? If you are past the age of 18, then you know that life happens, and the unpleasant, unexpected will definitely show up. If you just keep living, it's going to happen. So you have you know, you wake up one morning, you're like, okay, I'm all set. And you have your goals planned, your focus for that day, and ready to really make your best life happen. Okay, it's kind of like when people set the New Year's resolution, they jump out of bed on January 1st. They're excited about their New Year's resolution that they've set, and they jump out of bed January 2nd, and they're excited. That kind of excitement. And so you're ready to make your best life happen because you don't like where you are at that point in time or today in your life. So you say to yourself, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make something great happen. I'm magnificent. You start to affirm who you are and you decide that, you know what, I'm going to go to a whole nother level. And you say, I'm going to achieve my goals and reach my dreams once and for all. You're so super excited and you're ready to excel. Then all of a sudden, the phone rings and it's a bill collector. Well, your energy that was once way high, now it's dropped. But you shake it off and you go back to pumping yourself up. And then guess what? As you continue to affirm who you are, how excited you are, and how your life is going to be, the doorbell rings this time. And this time, it's the postal worker. The mailman has showed up at your door and he has a certified letter for you. And as you're filling it out and everything, you're wondering, oh, who is this certified letter from? Not expecting this. So then you turn the envelope around, you look at the return address, and you see it is from the Internal Revenue Service. And the IRS are threatening to garnish your wages. Now, for those of you that are self-employed, you can say, well, I didn't have to worry about them garnishing my wages because I'm self-employed. Well, I can tell you, if you put your money in a bank, they can take your money from the bank. And so they can go into your bank account. Unless you know how to stop those kinds of things, then they can go in and they can garnish your wages. And of course, there are ways to stop all of that from happening. But that's not what today's show is about. Today's show is all about turning that misfortune and those unfortunate things that happen to you, those surprises, those that come into your life. When you have made up your mind that you're going to be successful, that you're going to get on the right track, that you're going to stay the course, that you're going to, in fact, finish 2015 strong. And so you made up your mind that you're going to do this. And so now you're looking at your letter from the IRS, you open it up, and then you read it. And now your energy, it really drops. It drops even lower. And this time, you don't feel like pumping yourself back up. Well, I'm telling you this because this is actually a true story. This is exactly what happened to me several years ago. And after the letter came, I mean, first there were the call. There was a call from the bill collector, which, you know, they call you early in the morning, so it can kind of derail your day when you're all excited. You know, I'm doing my affirmations, and at this point, my daily routine was not exactly refined, and so I did know to do affirmations, and of course, get up fairly early and get ready to make something great happen that day. I wasn't exactly on point, on target for achieving my goals. And I was, yes, behind on bills. And I knew I owed the IRS, but I thought I had more time. And isn't that the case? We always think we have more time, and we really don't have as much time as we'd like to have. So this happened to me several years ago. And when that letter came from the IRS, I decided to shut down that day. I thought, you know what? I was all gung-ho. I was ready to make something happen. And look what came against me. Woe is me. And so I went into pity party mode, and I said to myself, this is too much. I'm going to start again tomorrow. Well, I laid on my couch because, you know, I have this really comfortable couch. And so I thought, you know what, I'll just get on this couch and chill out for today. I looked up at the ceiling, and then there I was thinking, what should I do? How am I going to get the bill collectors? And by the way, I had more than one bill collector calling me. It's just that morning, only one had called me so far. And I said, you know, I was wondering what to do. How am I going to stop the bill collectors from calling me? How am I going to take care of the IRS? Because, you know, I'm self-employed. And the last thing I need is to have them going into my bank account and taking my money. Well, you know, as I laid there, you know, something inside of me said, get up. Get out and win. And it was just that simple. You know, you need to get up, get out and win. And so I sat up and I thought about my reality, where I was at this point in my life. And I just sat there quietly for a moment. Then I got up at that point and I grabbed a notepad. And I said, okay, this is the part where I get to hear some thoughts, because you know how people always say something in them told them to do something, and if you listen, you're going to get some great ideas for abundance and all of that. And I thought, okay, this is finally, my day has finally come. And so I said that I was going to write down everything that I heard. So I got the notepad and I got an ink pen, and I sat there for a moment, and then I sat there quietly and I listened. And then I heard to myself, within myself, said, life happens, but there's a reason. And a lot of times, no one wants to look at the reasoning behind things. They only want to look at what they can see, their reality, and you're kind of in it, and you're saying, man, woe is me, this is happening to me. And so I wrote that down, though. I said, okay, life happens, but there's a reason. And the thing about that is, whatever's happening to you, there is a reason. And sometimes, you know, it's not always what we think. It's not the, oh, you made a mistake, you messed up, you did this. It's about what you're not doing sometimes. And we often hear that, you know, the way our life turns out, it's because of the choices that we make in life. And that's true. We have choices and different roads that we can choose and different roads that we can take. And so But you don't want to spend time kind of basking in the guilt of what you've done or what you've done wrong. And the thing about that is, no matter what comes against you, you know, the first thing you want to keep in mind, is that no matter what comes against you, first of all, know that you can overcome it. If you want to turn something around, if you want to improve on your situation and make something better, then remind yourself that, hey, this is an obstacle. It doesn't feel very good right now. All of this that I'm in right now, it doesn't feel good. But know that you can overcome it. Tell yourself, I can overcome this. And that will instantly put your brain into action mode, into solution mode. And you will come up with some amazing ideas as to how to overcome your situation. Secondly, you want to take the time to understand what's really going on with that situation. Usually when people ask, why is this happening to me? They're asking from a position of weakness and not from a position of understanding. Now, sometimes we feel a little weak in certain situations, but we don't want to stay there. And it's kind of a, why is this happening to me, from a pity party kind of atmosphere, if you will, or mindset. And that is something that you want to be aware of. If it's happening, you really want to kind of change the energy. In other words, you can ask the same question, why is this happening to me? But ask it because you want to receive more understanding. When you can understand why something is happening to you, when you can understand what's truly going on in your life, then you can come from a position of power. You can become more proactive in your solutions, in solving whatever that challenge is, because now you understand what it's all about. For example, if you have a relationship that isn't working, and we're talking about a romantic relationship and it's not working for whatever reason, and we're not talking about married couples, okay? Married couples, once you become married, you guys are one, and then it's time to kind of work it out or figure out how you guys can get on one accord. And that's something I wish I had known a long time ago. But we're talking about if you're dating and for whatever reason, there's lots of struggle going on and you don't understand why that person wants to leave you, why that person doesn't love you. Perhaps there's something more for you. There's something better. There's someone better suited for you. Or perhaps there's something that you need to pay attention to in you that where you need to make a shift, not because there's something wrong with you, but where you need to make that shift so you can open up more, so you can really make the best decision, the wisest decision, and connect with the person that will add to your life, and you guys will add to one another's life. You're going to feed off one another. So that's just an example when I say come from that position of understanding. You want to ask, what is the message life is sending me? You know, what message is God trying to get across to me? You know, God wants the best for all of us. So you want to say, what is he saying to me? And where is he trying to lead me? So when we start to ask the right questions, then we're going to get a better answer. You know, if your issue has to do with any type of limitation, then life is telling you to get up, get out, and win. Now, get out doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go out into the wide, wide world, or it could mean that. It just depends. You have to ask questions and really pay attention to your situation. And so the thing is, though, to turn around that misfortune, you want to open up and not close off. You want to open up your life more. And we open up by asking questions, by sitting up, because as I was laying down on the couch there, I was shutting down and closing off. And when you close off, it's very difficult for you to find solutions that are going to, that will work for your life. And so you have to open up so that you can get those solutions. Shutting down, it only feeds the fear. It only feeds kind of that apathetic feeling that sets in for that moment. And so you want to open up more. And it's none of us have been given a spirit of fear. And so if you operate in that energy feel, if you will, of fear, then you're only going to make the situation worse. Well, actually, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything to make it worse. It's just going to get worse. In other words, it's not going to go away, and it's just going to become worse. So we don't have a spirit of fear, and it's important that we remember that we have a spirit of love, a sound mind, and of power. And so when you start to implement your power by doing proactive things, now you are going to start to shift that energy and turn things around, and they're going to work better and more in your favor. And remembering too that you do have that spirit of love and sound mind and power, that's going to keep you inspired. That's going to let you know that, hey, where I am today, this is not my reality. Okay, this is just a reality that exists at this point in time, given in this space. But my true reality is what I see in my mind, the solutions that I've come up with. That's where I'm headed. That's where I'm going. See, call those things that be not as though they were. So once I sat up on the couch, you know, I got up and I went to my office and I put together a plan, because I wanted to be proactive. I wanted to move forward. And I reminded myself of the infinite possibilities that surrounded me. And I started to take necessary steps. So you want to remind yourself that you have the infinite possibilities that surround you. And so you have more than one option, more than one choice. And you don't have to settle and kind of fall victim to whatever someone or something is trying to do to you. And whether it's because of the fact that you didn't do what you were supposed to do when you were supposed to do it so that your life could be on point, whether it was because of that, or whether it was because of the fact that let's just say, I wanted to say things happen or someone else made a decision that you didn't necessarily agree with. It doesn't matter. Whatever the situation is, you want to remind yourself of the infinite possibilities. Back to the relationship thing. So if one guy wants to dump that girl, the girl needs to understand she has infinite amount of choices. Okay. It's not, you know, these myths where they tell you that you're getting older or your clock is ticking and all of those kinds of things. Yeah, your clock is ticking. Okay. That's kind of not a myth, but that's not a reason for you to become antsy and to try and hold on to someone who perhaps will not be good for you in the long run. And so there are infinite possibilities that do surround you. So I thought about that and I took the next step. You know, I got out and I made the connections I needed to make. And I made the phone calls I needed to make. And I actually literally got out and connected with people face to face so that I could solve that situation. I needed about $35,000 to solve my issues. And because I took action instead of shutting down or staying down on my couch, you know, I raised the money in 1 month. And at that time, I had a great reason for shutting down or going to my couch, because at the time the bill collectors were calling me and the IRS letter came, and then I had less than $3 in my bank account. And so the thing about that is I made the decision to get up, get out, and win. So it doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter really what kind of a situation you have going on. If you make the decision to get up, get out, and win, you will not be disappointed in the outcome. Even if you say, you know what, I don't even know what to do. Okay, you're listening to this podcast, and what that says is you're doing something. Okay, you're learning something. You're making a decision to do something. Doesn't mean that all the answers are going to come from this podcast, but what it means is that you're at least, there's some movement going on, and you are searching. See, even searching is a form of getting up, getting out, and winning. And so it doesn't matter where you are at this point in time. What matters is what you're doing at this point in time. And designing a proactive plan and putting it into action, that's going to take you where you want to go. And so when all else fails, if you don't know what else to do, you can consider designing that proactive plan and putting it together and saying, you know what, I'm going to take the necessary action so that I can get to where it is I want to be, or so I can get beyond this situation. And so putting the right energy behind your situation, that's gonna take you over and above where you thought you could go. It's gonna help you achieve more than you thought you would achieve, and more will come in. Have you ever noticed that the really good looking guy has so many choices for women, or the really beautiful woman has so many choices when it comes to who she wants to date? Have you ever noticed that? And they're not worried about, oh, will I be alone? No, they're not. Okay. And I'm using that example because we're sticking with the whole relationship thing. But the thing about that is they're getting over and above because I don't know if they had a proactive plan or whatever the case is, but the point is, whatever decisions that they made about their life when it comes to perhaps their social life, it opened the floodgates for them to have over and above. Now, when we talk about money, of course, there's some very different dynamics that are involved, and there are very different steps that are involved into getting to where it is you really want to be in your life. And so you really want to focus on putting the right energy behind whatever that solution is or whatever that challenge is. If the challenge is one where you say, you know what, I don't even know what I'm going to do. You can say that, you know, and just kind of confess that you don't know. Because at that point, here's the beauty of it. Sometimes we feel really foolish when we say we don't know what to do. We don't know what steps to take. We don't know where we're going and where we're headed. Sometimes we think that that makes us weak. It doesn't make you weak. What it says is, you know what? As a human being, I feel limited. But now I'm going to connect to a higher source, and I'm not going to be limited anymore. I'm not going to feel limited anymore. I'm going to connect to an unlimited source so I can tap into these infinite possibilities. And when you do that, then you're going to know what to do because answers are going to come. But it's up to you to, even though you may kind of confess that you don't know what to do, it's still up to you to know what you want out of that situation. Okay, in other words, in my case, what I wanted was enough money to pay the bill collectors and pay the IRS and make all this go away. That's what I wanted. Okay, and so you're going to get over and above when you really kind of focus on what you want, but at the same time, opening your mind. Because see, when we say we don't know what to do, we stop thinking about what to do. And at that point, we open our mind so we can receive the best ideas. Now, I'm going to share with you what I did. For those of you who say, you know what, that's my situation. I need more money. I'm going to share what I did to earn $35,000 in 1 month on a webinar that I have coming up. And I've scheduled that webinar for December 2nd and December 3rd. Now, if you want to participate in that webinar, you need to register because we have limited numbers that can get on to that webinar. So you want to go ahead and register December 2nd for December 2nd or December 3rd. And if you want to register, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/webinars. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/webinars. Go ahead and get signed up for that. And also, you're listening to this great show today, you guys, and we're going to have lots of great guests coming up. But if you've been following our show right now, we're sharing you information that will help you finish strong in 2016. And so we do have some amazing guests lined up, and eventually we're going to start bringing those guests on the show. Mario J. Payne, who's been a regular on our show for a while, he's more like a family, the family of Designing Your Life Today, not the guest, a guest. Okay, he's a guest, but also he's a regular on the show. And so you want to subscribe so that you don't miss any of our guests, you don't miss any of our show. Go on iTunes and subscribe, and that way you won't have to worry about missing one single episode, because this is only going to get better and better, you guys. Remember, go and register for our webinar December 2nd or choose December 3rd at www.designingyourlifetoday.com/webinars. Or you can click the link that's right on the homepage, blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog. There's a link that will take you right there where you can register. And before you know it, you guys will be doing life with power. Enjoy this magnificent Monday.